T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One industry that might need its own version of a stimulus is the music touring industry. Some of the biggest names in the business have had to pull the plug or postpone tours, including Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, and more. But it's not just rock stars. It's the countless crew members, arena workers, and more. Joining us live now is Variety's senior music editor, Jem Oswald. Thank you for joining us tonight. Let's get into the industry recovers from this. Even when this is over, you're going to have fans who may not want to congregate in large groups and go to a show.
Well, that's going to be the situation for a while. It's impossible to say how long. It's probably fair to say that even if the touring industry recovers to an extent in the second half of the year, this year is going to go down as a very bad one. And it's doubly unfortunate because touring, the live entertainment industry, is largely what saved the music business. When the bottom fell out of CD sales about 15 years ago, musicians had to adapt. They couldn't make money from recorded music anymore. So how do they make it? They use the recorded music to become popular, and then they go on tour, and that's where they make their money. Obviously, that's not the case anymore.
Now, a number of musicians have been mounting live streamed shows. Now, right now, these shows are free. I think Dave Matthews is doing one tomorrow. Do you see at some point in the future where this becomes a substitute for touring? Maybe they stream something into a theater and everybody gets together and, well, actually, that's putting people again together.
Right? Yeah. No, it's an issue, but they're already, if nothing else, the last 15 years taught the music business how to adapt. And, right now they're working on they're exploring ways that live streams could be monetized. Right now everybody's just doing it for free because, they're just like, well, I'm home, I might as well, and they need to engage with their fans in some way. So there may become, it may become some sort of pay-per-view option. Obviously, it's not going to be the same. But in a lot of ways, it's like, I think one long-term effect of all this is people are going to have much bigger screens in their homes. People may well be spending a lot more time at home, and that way the concert experience, beamed into your home can possibly become more immersive and feel more like something people would be willing to pay for. It'll also be something that can be experienced globally. Everybody can be experiencing it at the same time. Not the same thing as being in a crowd at Madison Square Garden and you have those magic shows that we all already miss so much, the ones that happen every year or every couple of years where you just really feel like you're part of some communal thing that's happening. We're going to have to take the closest thing to that that we can get, and that may be a nice big, Lady Gaga puts on some immersive, mind-blowing special effects concert that's broadcast all over the world. We'll see.
And she won't be doing it in front of a live audience, which might be a little odd, too. She won't have that immediate feedback on stage with everybody sitting at home in their living rooms, but I guess that's another subject for them to tackle. Can you talk about some of the shows that are coming up, some of the live stream shows that you know about that are coming up?
I mean, to be honest with you, there are so many, and there are so many happening every day. It's gotten and they're announced so quickly that it's very hard to keep track of them. One thing that I don't know if you've heard of the DJ D-Nice. He's been broadcasting pretty much every day over on Instagram Live. Instagram Live has had a huge boom in its audience from people, you know, from people broadcasting there. There is a concert, there's a James Corden concert on Monday. Billie Eilish is performing, John Legend is performing, and BTS are performing. That's Monday night. That's going to be a big deal. That has a wonderful catchphrase. It's something like coming together to make sure people stay apart or something like right. that. And there's another one next week that was announced by Elton John. So these are really just starting to get underway. Obviously, everybody's broadcasting from home. But, you know, like they'll just bounce from stream to stream to stream. And I actually remember a couple of shows. There was one for, like, there was a crisis in Haiti. A hurricane hit Haiti maybe 12 years ago. And there was a concert that was sort of like that, that just beamed from, it was a benefit, and it beamed from one location to another. And you're right, the absence of a live audience will absolutely be a bummer for the performers. It's a bummer for everybody. There's no two ways about it. And it's very far down the list of bummers that we're all dealing with. But, you know, the thing is, we adapt. You get used to those things, you know? And, I mean, it's like maybe for Lady Gaga, there'll be like a giant screen with her Instagram and Twitter comments just flashing by. And that'll, you know, because that at least is a reaction that is quantifiable. So there's ways around all this stuff. We're all adaptable. We're human beings. We'll figure it out. It sucks. To use a rather colorful term, but we'll get through it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've been speaking to Variety senior music editor Jem Aslott about the future of the music touring industry and just where they are going, which right now looks like Instagram Live and other live streaming shows. Thank you very much.